Hi, and welcome back to another installment of Getting to Know You. I'm your host, Jen Dawson, Pedra's Outreach Manager. And joining me today is Millie Fang. She's a fourth-year medical student at Mary University, and she's been a Pedra member now for a couple of years, having presented most recently at our virtual conference back in 2020 on itch and how it impacts the daily lives of children who are facing chronic inflammatory diseases. Thanks so much for being with us today, Millie.
Thank you for having me. Super excited to be here.
So let's just jump right in and give me a little bit about your background, your history, maybe where you're from, and what led you to medicine.
I'm gonna try to come with a good short version of it all, but I'm originally from the northwest suburbs of Chicago, and really what sparked my interest in medicine was my own health problems. I had very moderate to severe atopic dermatitis my senior year of high school, and I kind of had like a light bulb moment, like, hey, like I've been dealing with this for so long, and maybe I should consider, really taking responsibility for it, learning more about myself and my health. And so during college, I joined a wound healing lab my freshman year. Because I listened to an MD PhD like talk about her work with progeria, and so it was just really inspiring me for, to me. And she's like, "Yeah, if you might be interested in research, definitely get involved as quickly or as soon as possible early in your career to see if that's something you're interested in." And at that time, I was like, "Oh my God, that's what I want to do!" Like, at that time, there wasn't dupilumab or these new biologics, and it was really just steroids or oral immunosuppressives. So I was just like really motivated to do that, and then just grew to love research at that time. And then I also wanted to know, on the physician side, what if those other qualities were important to me too. So I got to work as an ER scribe during college as well to get that, physician side. So that's kind of what led me down to medicine. And I'm just so happy, I'm at the point now in my fourth year of med school, applying to dermatology and hoping to find out next Friday if I where I match.
Soon, so soon.
Been a long road.
Oh, yes, a very long road. And one that sounds deeply personal to you, having had the experience of that atopic dermatitis in a really impressionable year in your life. That's gotta be hard. So I was going to ask you if you really saw yourself as a future in pediatric dermatology research, but it sounds like you're a lifer, having lived it yourself.
Because I've had it since I was four. And so, like, when I saw these kids, during my research year at Northwestern, so I took that between my third and fourth year of med school to just find out, like, is dermatology for me or is it, just in my head? Just, yeah, I don't need a personal experience. I wanted to have some objective experience too. But yeah, when I saw these kids itching the way they were, just miserable, flaring, I was like, oh my gosh, like I know how that feels and it's terrible. You can't function, you can't do anything. You start to internalize like what that could mean, like, oh, like I must have been bad in like my past life or something. Or like you start to it really affects your mental health. And so I think that really is what attracts me in pediatric dermatology is the impact on mental health and your quality of life. So that's something I'd like to help patients with in the future.
Absolutely. So, can you talk a little bit more in depth about your research year and kind of how that is set you up for maybe what you want to research in the future?
I had never done clinical research until that year. Before that, I worked with like mice doing some, basic science bench work during college. And so doing the research year really helped me see how the, as a patient, like how you can impact research, which I never, like I thought that'd be a no-brainer, but I guess, more and more recently, you might have heard, patient-reported outcomes as being a really big part of clinical research, where the patient voice is really, being kind of front and center, or at least like alongside the clinical questions that physicians have or and
Absolutely.
scientists. So, I think, yeah, having that foundation is really important. And I loved it so much that I hope in my future I can also do clinical research so that, you know, if I have a patient who's very, you know, severe and maybe they don't want to be on, you know, whatever is a conventional treatment at that time, you know, luckily there are lots of drugs going under investigation that that could be another great option for them.
Absolutely. So can you talk a little bit about like maybe some mentors that have inspired you and what kind of wisdom they've imparted thus far in your life and your career?
Yeah, probably the biggest mentor is my PI during my research here. So Dr. Amy Paller, she is this amazing world-renowned pediatric dermatologist. She had like over 30 studies going on, and somehow I was, you know, trying to keep up with all the ones that I was a part of. And her clinics were always so much fun and so interesting. And she's so passionate, so intelligent. And what I love the most is that she's really there for her patients. So every single new patient that she has, she always gets her card, which has her email. And, you know, I heard she gets like 600 emails a day, but she can reply to them within like 24 hours. Like, I don't know how she does it.
She's superhuman.
Yeah, she really is. And so it's wonderful to have a mentor like that because, you know, you can see like really what I think what it takes. But also, you know, she does make time for family. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, and she can't be very, you know, like motherly too. She makes sure like you're doing okay. And yeah, I love that. So she's a wonderful mentor.
Oh, I love that too. Dr. Paller is just an absolute powerhouse. And I think we all look to her, whether you're a researcher, a clinician, or just, you know, on the administrative side like me, and just in awe. She's really inspiring. Can you talk about what it was like coming to the 2019 PDRA meeting as really a relatively early medical student and what that experience was like for you?
Yeah, it was incredible. I was so happy when I was there because before that, you know, I had a bunch of clinical trials that I was on, but I didn't see like the bigger picture of each of them. Like I was just kind of going through the motions, just trying to know like, okay, like for this study, I need to do this and then this and then this. Right. And so one study I was in a part of, it was for Pachyonychia congenita. It's a new investigational drug. Mm-hmm. And when I went to PDRA, you know, the PC project, it had a representative. And when I learned that the way that they were able to even get this like drug investigation going was because of the FDA meeting with the patient advocacy groups, which I got to learn all that at PDRA. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I get it now. You know, like I think when you come into a project, if you're not there at the inception, you can kind of feel disconnected. And so what PDRA did for me was just connect the dots. And that, you know, propelled me in terms of like the motivation and, you know, really wanting to get to know these patients better and just how much, you know, the disease has affected their lives, but also like what it could mean for, you know, a drug to help with their pain, et cetera.
Mm. I'm really hearing how patient focused you are. And that's so valuable to bring to our network because from the beginning, PDRA has been very focused on the patients. And we've just really been able to grow our network of advocacy organizations. And so bringing in medical students who are seeing the value of how patients are affecting research and changing the research model is just really cool. And there's so much energy that gets to keep moving forward in the network because of medical students like you. So let's flash forward. You're all done with residency. You're all done with fellowship. What does your future look like?
Yeah. And you know, I got that question a lot in my interviews.
Oh, I bet you did.
So, you know, I really enjoyed working with kids during my research year with Dr. Paller. So I definitely want to keep seeing kids. But I do remember like one patient she saw who was 23. So, you know, right. not quite a young a child, but I just remember Dr. Pat was like, you need to graduate and go find yourself an adult dermatologist, you know? And I was like, oh, like, if I saw someone at a young age, like, grow up, and I'd love to still see them. So I think I'd still like to see adults too. I really enjoy teaching, so I'd love to be involved with, resident education or med student education. And then, like as I said earlier, clinical research, I really enjoyed it. So I'd hope to also continue with that as well.
Oh, fabulous. I think you're going to go a long way, certainly within the PEDRA network. We're absolutely going to need you as you move through your education and into your career. So before I let you go, is there a hobby or a hidden talent that you would like to share with our viewers?
I took Polish in college for fun. Crazy. So, I every day I do a lesson on Duolingo, which is like a free language app. And then right now I'm also working on my Spanish. So, just teaching that myself. But Polish, I formally did take some courses during undergrad. So that's my little hobby.
Wow, that's awesome. So you're going to be able to be a multilingual physician.
Yeah, that's the goal. I have had moments, in patient care that I've had to like use it. Like actually when I was with Dr. Paller, I remember one girl and her mom, they were Polish nursing together, and I was like, oh, cool. It was so cute. And it was really amazing because the girl, she like didn't want to be touched or anything. She was like, no, I don't want to be here. But then once I spoke Polish to her, she was like, oh my gosh, her eyes just widened, and then she smiled, and I was like, wow, I'm able to make these kind of connections because I'm, pushing myself to do that. So
See, there you go. That Polish you thought you took because you were crazy actually matters. Yeah,
I love it.
especially to that patient. So many wonderful stories with you, Millie. I feel like we could talk all day. I so appreciate your time and for being with us on Getting to Know You. And I'm just really looking forward to all the work that you're going to be doing, both in PEDRA and in your career. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me again. I really appreciate it. So.
A very special thanks to Millie Fang for joining us today. You can check out this video and more by going to www.pedraresearch.org. You can also find us on Twitter at pedraresearch, Facebook at facebook.com/pedraresearch, and you can download us on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and iTunes, and wherever you get your podcasts.